Iqembu kanyadibana lelegcini kusasentambama emidlalweni wesibaya sika-group C livele selifinyelele uyadlala kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano ngemva kokubuthelela imiklomelo yesithupha kumidlalo yalo emibili yakuqala. Wadlalela amaqembu abalesayile Highlanders kanye lele-Dynamo uSimon Makwesi Banda uthi leli qembu litshengise obala ukuba lizimisele ukuvikela isicoco se-Africa Cup of Nations.
Senegal ngibona ngaba ama-favorite ukubuyela ukuthatha i-cup ja le-Morocco. Hayi, unabona nama-teams azafika ku-final lawa. Even i-South Africa singayidela, but South Africa ingakwazi ukuwina ku-Tunisia, iyafika kumasemi. Ngoba i-team yana i-strong ngendlela ababhida ngayo ukuthi bathi bathatha almost i-6 players ezisandana. Basebengezelile amanye ama-players.
Iqembu leSenegal lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sika-group C lemiklomelo yesithupha, kuthi ngemva kwalo kule Guinea lemiklomelo emine. Iqembu leCameroon lona elizadibana neleGambia lihlezi endaweni yesithathu, njalo lilo mklomelo owodwa, ukutsho ukuba kumele linqobe leGambia elingela ngitsho lowodwa umklomelo ukuze lithuthukise amathuba alo okudlulela kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano. Wadlalela iqembu leZimbabwe Saints uBlessing Lunga uthi imidlalo yalonyaka ilezimanga, kodwa isifiso sakhe ngesokuthi iqembu leCameroon lingabuyeli ekhaya masinya.
Akhona zisiye ilama surprises makhayela ama-team so far. First games ama-team amaningi kube lama surprise like Namibia, even Cameroon can show ukuthi basebenzimeni for now, but hayi, my hope ukuthi bazaphika kusi-third game yabo.
Iqembu leSouth Africa lizadlala leTunisia ngolwesithathu emdlalweni wesibaya sika-group E, njalo umqeqeshi womdlalo wenguqu uGift Geto Nkala uthi kuzamele libophe ziqine ngoba wonke amaqembu akusibaya lesi esaselawo amathuba okudlulela phambili.
South Africa lo isitholile ama winning formula, I think ingaba i threat nga bengasayinazelelanga kuhle ngoba sebebonile according to i player izimo wami umbono ngibona ngani bachintshile i type of play bebehambe getting ngani i first game yabo babedlala u tika taka ongayindawo. I game yezulu belomehluko because behangi from ama goals. I think bengadlala that same type of football kungatshintsha izinto.
Omnye njalo umqeqeshi womdlalo wenguqu uMduduzi Mpofu laye uvumelane lonkana ukuba ukucecisa yikho ukuphazamisa iqembu leSouth Africa.
In South Africa they need to change their mentality. Do they want to win or they want to issue a poti? We know that is one of our main philosophies, the South African football, playing for entertainment. So they need to change the focus. So if their attitude changes, something can come up, because that team is composed of Sundowns players who have been doing very well in Africa. So if they just have that winning mentality and that teamwork, they can proceed to the next stage.
Iqembu leMali yilo lihlezi phezu kwengalane yesibaya sika-group E lile mklomelo emine, kuthi eleSouth Africa lisendaweni yesibili lile mklomelo emithathu, ikanti eleNamibia lona lihlezi endaweni yesithathu lalo lile mklomelo emithathu, kodwa lingaphansi ngemva kokuba libhaxabulwe ngeleSouth Africa ngefuko kanya ngesonto. Emsileni wengalane kule qembu leTunisia lona elilo mklomelo owodwa, umlandeli womdlalo wenguqu Alex Banda uthi iqembu leZambia lona selidinga umthandazo ngoba libhekane leqembu leMorocco emdlalweni walo ucina kusibaya sika-group F.
Zambia sungani mhlawumbe South Africa ayirede sile 3 phambili.
Imidlalo yezibaya iyafika emaphethelweni ngolwesithathu, kuyikho lapho kuzacaca ukuba yiwaphi amaqembu adlulela phambili. Amaqembu amabili azabe ehlezi phezu kwengalane ngasibasinya athola ilungelo lokuya kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano, ndawonye lamaqembu amane abe nemiklomelo eminingi abe ehlezi endaweni yesithathu.